Avram, Yaakov, Ben Binyamin, Yonah. The words of the Reitor should be a merit and should be a schus le'ilui nishmaso, and he should have a lot of nachas from his children and from his enoklach mamish, who are being mar b'schuyas for him. Really, really very special. So the Gemara on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph in Nedarim discusses, continues the shilas that we've been discussing. Someone's recording. Daniel asked to record. Someone, yeah, okay, Shkaya. So the Gemara raises a similar shiloh that we've had for the last few dapim, discussing the question in terms of yados, when a person intends to explicitly take upon himself a certain obligation. The Gemara expounded outside of Karbonos, outside of Nedarim. Last Chabura we spoke about, which extends to Tzedakah and Peah and Kiddushin. And now the Gemara discusses the din of Yesh Yad Lehefker. Yesh Yad Lehefker in the middle of Zayin Amud Aleph, Odilma Ein Yad Lehefker. Does this concept of Yados apply when a person is involved in being Mafkir? Mafkir is Nechasim. So the Gemara says, Hainu Tzedakah. What do you mean? This is the exact same Shaila as we just discussed a few lines above. So the Gemara says as follows: Intim Tzolay Mer Kamer, Intim Tzolay Mer Yesh Yad Litzdakah. If you want to paskin in the last Shaila that there is a Yad Litzdakah, Dein Hekish Lemechza, Hefker Miamrina Nainu Tzedakah, Odim Lashani Tzedakah, Litzdakah Lochazia El Laniyam, Avol Hefker Bein Laniyam Bein Lashir. And the Gemara leaves off in a song. So the Gemara wants to know, by Tzedakah, yeah, you introduced the concept of Yados. So do you say Hefker is parallel to Tzedakah like the Gemara assumed in the first line? Or not, do you say that there's a difference because Hefker is accessible to both the destitute and the affluent, whereas when it comes to Tzedakah is those who specifically are in need, is for Aniyim, and therefore they are dissimilar. What b'chlal is going on in this Gemara? What's the Gemara's kasha? Why did the Gemara assume that Hefker has any connection to Tzedakah? What does Hefker have anything to do with Tzedakah? The fact that we're allowing our Nechasim to be accessible, so therefore that now tells me that it's an act of Tzedakah? I could be doing Hefker for many different reasons. You know, Hefker has nothing to do with Tzedakah. So what is and in the parsha of Tzedakah, there's a hekish to Karbanus that the Gemara said beforehand. Why should that now? Well, why didn't the Gemara? So you want to say so why didn't the Gemara discuss Mechira? Why didn't the Gemara discuss many different things? So the Gemara in the beginning, just to get the ball rolling, just to understand what the assumption of the Gemara, what it said, oh, Hefker Hainu Tzedakah. Why is Hefker Tzedakah? And why should the fact that there's a similarity between Hefker and Tzedakah, that now there is an accessibility of other people to now access your Nechasim, should now make a common denominator to now introduce Yados? I also want to make accessible when I sell something to someone else. Why should that introduce the concept of Yados? What bechlal does Hefker have anything to do with Tzedakah that the Gemara is assuming? And the Gemara only backtracks and says, no, but over here, because it's not only Aniyim, so therefore there's not a concept of Yados. Meaning, were it not for that reyusa, were it not for that problem, we would have said, oh yeah, Hefker is exactly like Tzedakah. No, it's not. Hefker is just a means and a mechanism for people to access your property and for your property to become ownerless. So Tosus is already bothered by this shaila. Tosus raises this shaila. Hefker Hainu Tzedakah, the first Tosus. Distam mafkir b'shvil sheyizku b'aniyim. So Tosus changes the entire lumdus of the Gemara, the entire kavana of the Gemara. Tosus understands we're not talking about hefker be'etzem. We're not talking about the means and the mechanics of every mafkir. We're saying since you have to add on to this Gemara, since by definition, a person when he's mafkir is usually doing it as an act of tzedakah. his purpose is usually in order to give it to tzedakah. So now the shaila is there yados or not? Clearly, Tosus is bothered by our question. Kol Tosus was bothered. Well, what's the shaychus? One is a halachic mechanism of now making things ownerless, and the other one is an act of tzedakah that now is hukash the baal ta'acher and has the din of yados of karbanus. So Tosus clearly was bothered by this gemara, but his answer is a little bit is. Even in the Havamina, you have half of Klal Yisrael that were just involved in Hefker has nothing to do with Aniyah. I mean, they're all mafkir, they're Tfilas Kalim. You know, I'm not doing it for tzedakah reasons, I'm doing it because of COVID. I'm doing it because of, property here that I have to get rid of, whatever it is, beer maestris, whatever it is. There's a lot of Hefker that has nothing to do with tzedakah. That's the whole lumbus, that's the background, that's the connection. Between these two things, a very, very difficult, No, it's not. Since, by definition, not backing track, not backing out of what he said, that most of the time people are doing it for aniyim, but since, by definition, it's accessible to Ashirim, so it's not Doma Titzah. So, I mentioned that I want to raise the following shaila, that I don't think that there's a Gemara or really a Sif in Shulchan Aruch that discusses this. But there is a shaila whether or not a person can be mafkir on Shabbos. The Gemara, in a few places, assumes this issue and doesn't really seem to have any qualms or any issues with it. The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, the Daf Yomi learned not so long ago, the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Elazar, who holds that Machshir and Doicha Shabbos not only is a fulfillment of a mitzvah, of mitzvahs mila itself, Doicha Shabbos, but even Machshire mitzvah are Doicha Shabbos. So the Gemara says it doesn't apply by tzitzis, it doesn't apply by mezuzah, because Yibayu mafkalu nechas. Because he can be mafkir as nechasim and he's not going to have the chiyuv in the mitzvah. So some point out that it sounds like from the Gemara, from there, it sounds like from a Gemara elsewhere, the Gemara says Dmai is not Mukta. Dmai doesn't have the problem of Mukta. The Gemara says because he bought you mafkalu nechasov, he can get rid of all of his nechasim and he could be an ani and then he could eat Dmai. So the Gemara by Dmai, and then there's a third Gemara. The Gemara raises the issue according to Beis Shammai. The Gemara in Shabbos and Avir Chesem Beis. The Gemara says according to Beis Shammai, there is a problem of Shvisas Kalim. Not only do you yourself have to rest on Shabbos, not only do your animals have to rest on Shabbos, that's not disputed. That Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree. Beis Shammai are of the opinion that your Kalim have to be Shavis on Shabbos also. According to Beis Shammai, I can't set up that my Kalim are running on Shabbos. That's a problem of Shvisas Kalim. So the Gemara discusses situations where a person has a pot or a person has things that are working on Shabbos, and the Gemara says no. If he wants, the Gemara talking about by Kalim, and the Gemara says he by Kalim. So that's these are problematic Gemaras that it sounds like Hefker is not a problem on Shabbos, and all these Gemaras, the Gemara is suggesting that you could be Mafkir your Nechasim on Shabbos. Why should I assume that there is a problem of Hefker on Shabbos? So, there is a sugya in Maseches Pesachim, and I believe these are the only Rishonim that discuss this Beferish. I'm curious if there are others. But the Gemara in Pesachim discusses the issue of Bittel Chametz. The Gemara says that Midaraisa Chametz, you have to be Mevatel. What we do before Pesach, that we nullify our Chametz. So there is a Rabbeinu Tam in Pesachim, that the Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that when a person goes through the procedure of Bittel Chametz, what he's doing is he's being mafkir the Chametz to the world. That's what he's doing. He's doing the classic act of Hefker. That's, by the way, that's where the Rishonim bring up what came up during COVID, is how could you say that Bittel is going to be through Hefker? For Hefker, you need three people. You can't just be mafkir on your own. And that's the question. Rabbeinu Tam might hold it bigger than you can, and you don't need three. And that was the whole issue of needing three people if you were going to be mafkir or kalim, whether or not maker, then you need that, fine. So the Ramban disagrees with the Rabbeinu Tam there when it comes to the mitzvah, the definition of bittul. And he says it can't be what Rabbeinu Tam meant because of hefker, in addition to the issue of being able to be mafkir on your own, being able to be mevatel on your own and not needing three. So the Ramban has the following gasha. Says the Gemara tells us that on Erev Pesach, Shechalios B'Shabbos, anyone knows that this year? Erev Pesach, Shechalios B'Shabbos, do we have that this year coming up? I don't know, who knows? It's light years away.
I think it is.
Okay. This is an interesting year with Shabbosim. Erev Pesach, Shechalios B'Shabbos, coming up Rosh Hashanah. Erev Pesach, Shechalios B'Shabbos, I can tell you for sure what would have been my shiur on Rosh Hashanah. It would have been shofar on Shabbos. But, no. So the Ramban asks against Rabbeinu Tam, he says, how can you say bittul is mitam hefker? Hello? If that's the case, so then it should be usher to be mevatel your chametz on Erev Pesach Chalios B'Shabbos because of what? Ein mafkirin B'Shabbos. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. That's the Ramban's attack against Rabbeinu Tam. So, that's the Ramban assume like that. There are Rishonim, I think the Meiri, he assumes, no, maybe not. Maybe there is no problem being mafkir on Shabbos. Where is there a Gemara that says that there's a problem to be mafkir on Shabbos? What's the Ramban assuming? And what's potentially the Rabbeinu Tam going to respond, potentially to understand whether or not there's going to be an issue of hefker on Shabbos? So Rabosai, I think the answer to this question really lies into a different mahalach in our Gemara, which is a fascinating mahalach. It's wild that the Baal Ketzos HaChoshen actually came to this conclusion, but he did so, it's not really his fault, because it's really the way that many of the Nosei Kelim think that the Rambam understood our Gemara. The Rambam, let me just bring out the sefer. It's Achoshen, I believe it's in Simon Reish Ayin Gimel, reads our Gemara. And he quotes the Rambam in Perek Beis of Elchas Nedarim Alacha Yudalit. The Rambam says, "Hefker," and according to the Shulchan Aruch also, "Hefker Apal Pisheinu Neder Areu Kmo Neder Shaaser Lachzerbo." The Rambam says, "Hefker is like a Neder Areu Kmo Neder Shaaser Lachzerbo." That it's Aser because it's like a Neder, that it's Aser for you to be Chayzer. So the Ketzos HaChoshen is working on this Rambam, and he wants to know where Bechlal did the Rambam get this from. So the Ketzos HaChoshen, as well as the Beis Yosef, assume that the Rambam understood that the pshat when a person is being mafkir is that he ultimately is taking a neder to now his chayvus, to now allow for people to access my nechassim. That's a hischaivus. V'hareyu kamo neder. And why am I obligated to now not retract from those words and allow them and not be chozer on those words? Because it's like a neder. And it has a din of bal yachel, says the Ketzos HaChoshen. I'll read you his language if you don't believe me. Kosav Arama Maefgar Areu Kineder Vasar Lachzerbo, Perish Yachzer Vyomer Ani Choizer Midiburi, Kaven Shaloya Sisu Kinyan, El Areu Kamo Neder, says the Ramam, you're not allowed to be Choizer from your Dibur. Areu Kamo Neder, Dechsiv De Lo Yachel Dvaro, Beafa Bishu Atzvo Yachel Zakosgo Zeo Midina Hefgar, Avalomitores Chazar. So says the Rachzos, even though when a person makes something hefker, it's accessible to everyone, and everyone means everyone, which means it's accessible to myself. Let me be zocha typically that I could re-bikona this. So he says, Enechanami, you're allowed to. You just can't be chozer from your dibor with just saying, oh no, I'm backtracking, because then you're going to violate that which you stipulated, and that's going to be a violation of Vayachal Dvar. That's what the Tosach Hoshen says. And he's asking and he's looking, where did the Rambam get such an idea? And he says, based on this, before he even tells us where he got this idea, says, an afkamino alacha. Says, what if a person's makir is nechasim? No one was zaych in it. And then he dies. Is it holich to the Yarshim? Right? So he says, El al kocha near the hefker eno kinyan, el al the eno yachal achzer bo hainu mitaris iser bal yachal, vim ken hefker umeis efshir du shal ayorshim, kema de eno elo mishum neder. Va neder umeis en ayorshim mechuyiv l'kayim nidro. The yorshim are not obligated to keep his neder, so the yorshim could use this nechasim, and it's totally theirs, and there's no problem over here when it comes to hefker umeis. So, the Tosach Hoshen works, and he says, Amnam, Lo Matisu Makor L'Rambam, how did he say this, that Hefker is Mitam Neder? Right? The Beis Yosef goes in the same wavelength that he says, just like a Neder can't be done Al Yidei Shliach, he thinks Hefker can't be done Al Yidei Shliach. And then he says, "Kinemuchah perakama dinedarim zayin amid aleph." Right? That what near midvar da hefker midar is neder mekomu perakama dinedarim midarminim perakama dinedarim shom yesh yad lahefker odilma ein yad lahefker hefker haynu tztaka odilma tztaka lachazi el laniim aval hefker bein laniim bein lashirim umidarminim hefker haynu tztaka amadu mitaras neder. So you see, the Tosach Hoshen assumed that the Rambam's source for learning this din, that Hefker Areyu Kmo Neder Ve'Oser Lachzer Bo, is actually from our Shach Levitari in the Gemara. That Hefker is exactly Tzedakah. And the Mechayiv of Hefker, the way Hefker works, it's not like Tosos assumed, oh, a person's rationale usually, when he usually is mafkir, is that he does it for the purposes of an ani. No, he's going through the mahalach of Nidorim. And the whole tokef, and the way that the hefker works, is through Parshas Vayachal, and that's why it's usher lachzerbo. So the Rambam came onto this massive chiddush of hefker hareyu kmo neder v'usher lachzerbo, from the Shach Levitari in our Gemara, that the Gemara, without the Maskana, that the Gemara, again, the Maskana, the Gemara says that there's an aspect to the fact that Hefker is not the same as Tztaka. But in the Havamin of the Gemara said, Hefker Hainu Tztaka. What does it mean, Hefker Hainu Tztaka? Not like the Balei HaToses that there's a similar impetus when it comes to Hefker and Tztaka. What does that have to do with anything? According to the Rambam, no, it's a halachic comparison. The mechayiv of hefker and the mechayiv of tztaka is a very similar mechayiv, and it works on the same way. But what comes out, according to the tzais, is this is actually paskin la'alach. This is actually going to be lemaskana, ledina, and the way hefker works. So the question you have, according to this, is, so if, what did the Gemara say at the end of the day? What was the conclusion? When the Gemara says, no, Hefker is not like Tztaka, according to the Tosach Hoshen, the Gemara wasn't backing out that Hefker is not like Tztaka. The Gemara is just saying, Legabe the din of Yados, we need to be totally comparable, and there is a difference between Tztaka and Hefker, and maybe Yados only is applicable where it's absolutely Tztaka, that it's only La'aniyim, and it's not La'ashir. But the Gemara never backed out that the way Hefker works and the halachic representation of Hefker and Stuck are all in the same category and work in the same way. That's the Chiddush of the Ksosa Choshen, which comes from the Kasha that we presented, but now has tremendous ramifications, la'alacha, based on the way the Rambam read our Gemara, which is, to be honest, a more geschmack pshat in terms of connecting the pieces in our Gemara, but a fascinating Chiddush la'alacha. I mean, is this true? Is this what Hefker is? Hefker is just a hischaivus? I thought Hefker meant that now I don't own this item. Perhaps Hefker is totally different than what the Ksos HaChoshen is learning in Shitas HaRambam. According to the Ksos HaChoshen, Hefker now creates a status that if you want to take it, you can now get it from me. According to the Ksos HaChoshen, he quotes a Rashi in Bamitzia, the Ksos understands that when a person is picking up something from Hefker, I am still involved in the process. It's still mine. There's a hakna, there's a das acheres makna, because it never became ownerless. It just became that the rights to other people to now pick up this item. But that's very problematic. Because as Rav Shimon points out, and he attacks this ksos,
what about sukkah? What about bitter? What about Bittul and Pesach?
Yeah, he doesn't ask from there. I want to say that it's totally on that. We'll get to there in a second. They don't discuss the issue of Hefker on Shabbos, but the Gemara says Beferish that, well, it's Machloikas Tanoim, but at least according to the Rabbanon, the way we paskin, for a Mudr Hano, it's going to come up in Nedarim later on, a person is Mudr Hano, if a person is also to get Hano from me, and I'm Mafkir my Nechasim, he's allowed to take it. Because the Pashup Shat of Hefker is not a chi of neder. Zotrab Shimon, according to the Tzos, why is a guy able to be mafkir? He's not nichlal in the parsha of Nedarim. The teretz is, Hefker is a hakna lechol ha'olam. It's a kinyan without a koinet. When I am mafkir property, I am now doing something. The Torah was mechadish to me in the parsha of Shemitah. Vashviyas tishmetenu unitashta. That the Torah is mechayev me to be mafkir, the parsha of Hefker. What the Torah is mechadish to me is that I have the ability to be makneh in item lechol ha'olam kulo. That's the chiddush of parshas Hefker. But the point is that's a hakna, and I now am out of the picture, and now this becomes ownerless. And it's not that it's aser midinei nedarim for me to be choizer for my dibor. And it's just a din neder. And that's why it's mutter for a mutter hano. And that's why it can be applicable to a guy. And that's what the Shimon Shkop answers. Aye. So what are you going to ask me? But the Rambam said what the Ksos says. The Rambam came from our Gemara L'chorira, like the Ksos argues. Hefker areu kimo neder. What do you want from the Ksos? It's a Rambam, the Osir Lachzerbo. So Rabbi Yisai, listen to this. Says Rabbi Shimon, there's no problem. Hefker areu kmo neder. Not that it's not a kinyan l'chol ha'olam, and that there's a bal yachel dvaro that's being mechayev me to not be choizer, but not that it's hukna l'chol ha'olam, and it's just a haschayvus of the bailiff. What the Rambam is saying is hefker areu kmo neder. Just like a chayfet can become usher through a neder. And could have a status and a chalois through Dibor, and that could change its status. So too, Hefker has a similar mechanics. You don't need a Maisekinyan, you don't need any active involvement, you don't need to do anything. The recipe is simple, kemoi neder. What does it mean? The item changes its ownership and halachic property based on your Dibor alone. Where do we see a paradigm for that? Where do we see any source like that? Hareyu k'may neder, Dr. Shimon Shkop. And if you look at the Rambam in Perek Beis, the Gra changes the gear, so it doesn't say v'aser lachzer bo. He says v'eino yachol lachzer bo. It's out of your control. Once it's nikneis l'kol ha'olam kulo, once the kinyan is done, once the dibor, it's a big chiddush, dibor can now change the status of an item. But once you have a paradigm for that, areyu kamo neder, and now the chalois is chal, that it's ownerless, it's absolutely out of the reshus of the bailin, and now just because he says, oh, I didn't mean it, now you enu yochel achzer bo. This is like la'achar akinyin. This is after the story's over, the chapter's done. You finished with this item, and you can't be chayzer, just if you back out of your word, enu yochel achzer bo. But there's no isurim. There's no bayachol dvaro. Reb Shimon Shkop asks, according to the Tzais, can I go to a chacham and be matir my hefker? Lo matzino v'lo shamanu. That you could be matir your hefker. According to the Tzais, you should. It's a regular din of bal yachel. Why don't you have such a halacha? The Tzais says that's not what the Rambam meant. That's not what the Rambam held. Could be that the Reb Shimon could still agree to the Havana in our Gemara. According to the Tzais, the Gemara makes beautiful sense. But also, according to Reb Shimon, the Rambam saw that there was a similar mechanics between Hefker and Nedarim within our Gemara. And then Mela, maybe Yodel should follow through since they have that similar mechanics, which is where the Rambam's learning us a din that now it should even be Niknes L'Cholol. If something Hefker and Hefker Hainu Tztaka le'inyim the mechanics, so maybe Yodel should follow from that halacha. Kamashvalon, the Gemara says no. The Gemara says no. That since when it comes to Hefker, it's Kanoi L'Chola Olam Bein La'aniyim Bein La'ashirim, maybe Yodos have to follow specifically from that. And just the fact that there's a similarity in mechanics, that it's like the Neder of Tztaka, would not necessarily now infer that you can learn the din of Yodos. So that's the part number one in terms of how to learn the Gemara. A machlekes between the Rambam and Tosos in terms of the Havamin of the Gemara and the connection between Hefker and Tztaka. I'm sorry, and then let me just bring back my point, right? Exactly what Joe was talking about. L'chora, these two Havanos are the machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban when it comes to Hefker on Shabbos. Even though if they don't agree to all of the Mahalchim that the Tosos was saying and Rav Shimon's Kashas, but perhaps one could understand that the Ramban is understanding Hefker as a regular kinyan. And all kinyanim on Shabbos, the Gemara in Beitza tells us, is gzeira shema yichtov, that you have an issue, that you're not allowed to be makna, you're not allowed to transfer from one property to the next. And therefore, Hefker is a problem on Shabbos, like the Ramban asks. And therefore, he says, bittul would not be allowed on Shabbos if it was mitam Hefker. It could be that Rabbeinu Tam understood Hefker in a different light, more similar to the Ktzais, more similar to a siluk of the Bailim, that there wasn't necessarily a hakna l'chola olam. Might be that the Bailim doesn't own it now, which is more difficult of the way the Tos is presenting in the Rambam, that you have to at least be mesalik the Bailim's ownership. But perhaps an argument to say of why Hefker on Shabbos would be permitted is that you're not actually being maknet to the whole world, but now you're just being mesalik your reshus, and a siluk of your ownership is not something that was included in the Isser of Kinyanim B'Shab. So it'll be al derech, the Ktosis Havana of the Rambam, but it obviously would be one step further because you don't retain ownership anymore after Hefker in order to be Mekayim the din of Tashvisu and Bittel, Mekayim the din of Bittel on Pesach. So that's just in terms of this Gemara. The Havamina of the Gemara and the Maskana of the Gemara has tremendous ramifications within this machlokas aposkim and how to understand this shitas Rambam. But if you don't understand like the Rambam, you understand like Tosis, I find the Gemara very, very difficult. Okay.
Is it difficult for Shimon if you don't change the gear, so like the Gra and the Rambam?
I think it's a problem. I think it's a problem. Yeah. There is another pshat. No, I'm sorry. There is an answer. The Chazanish has a pshat. The Chazanish says that even if you hold that it's like Reb Shimon, that it's a kinyan l'chol olam, it's now not anymore owned by me. The Chazanish says I have an isser to stand around the hefker item and block the rabbim from accessing it. meaning so he's not understanding Isser Alts Balyacha, because it's already the Kinyan takes effect. But Hefker requires, which I think the Chazon Ish is a Chiddush also, Hefker requires now that I follow, and now Memela I allow, and I don't act like the Bailam anymore in terms of blocking accessibility and acting like the owner. That's another pshat in the Rambam.
Then you wouldn't be able to be koneh afterwards?
No, I think you would be koneh. You can't, in the situation of Hefker, you can't have your cake and eat it too.
You can't stay around it like you're but you can be koneh.
Yeah, exactly, right. I mean, even that pshat needs work. Why should that be? What should be the machayev of these surim? Like, where should that come from? Well, let me do whatever I want. I didn't have to be mafker in the first place. You know, I'm saying if there's another... When it comes to Shemitah, I understand. The Torah says that I can't act like a balabas on my property, because that's the whole purpose of the mitzvah. But if I'm just stam being mafker, what's the problem? What am I negating when I'm acting like a bailim? So, but I think he did read, even if you conclude, like Rav Shimon, that you could have a pshat like that, that there would be some activity that would still be usser, but it's not talking about being choser on your dibor, that would be balyach.
So Lamaisa, according to the Chazon Ish, the way that we were mafgir all our kalim for COVID, keeping them in our house, that would not be a good hefker. We're using them like we're the bialim. We're not letting people come to our house and use it.
Wasn't the whole thing that you're supposed to leave it out? Rav Shechter said you're supposed to leave it outside for 15 minutes, specifically for that reason, part of it?
Yeah, I don't know if it's specifically for that reason or not to remove the harama. Yeah. Yeah, I think the pashtus is not like this. Would the Chazon Ish have a problem with that? L'chora, you're guarding it in your house. No one is able to take it. If you would not do what Adam said and you never gave accessibility and you weren't re-cone it, like Adam's saying, but you just left it in your house, your mafker, and then obviously the hefker was never done. So, yeah. So we'd have to, let me think about it. Probably the Chazon Ish would have a problem with that in terms of the hefker. And Chanami would be a violation of this Rambam. Yeah. It's a good aura. Okay. But Rabosai, I'll be pashtus. The pashtus is not like this Ksosa Choshen. And the pashtus is like Rav Shimon, even in Shitas HaRambam. But this whole shmooz is really novea from our Shaila and from our Da. I really just want to talk about one thing. We're running out of a little bit at a time, and I have to hurry it up a little bit. But there is, if I could just ask the Olam, I forgot to send. Do the guys have everyone? If not, I'll take pictures. Everyone have accessible a Rambam? Oh, Joe, you probably don't have.
I could get on my phone.
Okay, the Rambam. I just want a Rambam in Mada and Talmud Torah, and the Rambam in Shavuot. Rambam in Talmud Torah is in Parag Vav.
What was the second one? Rambam in Shavuot?
Shavuot, in Afla, yeah, Shavuot. Rambam is Talmud Torah, Parag Vav, Alach Yudalid, and Shavuot is Parag Yudalid. Sorry, Yud Beis, Halacha Tes. Those are the two Rambams. You could open them. So the Gemara on Amid Beis, on Zayin Amid Beis, discusses a fascinating halacha. The Gemara is talking about a few halachas pertaining to the din of Nidui. If you need to be Menad B'Fonav. if you were nidu b'fadav, if you put him in chayrim in front of you, so then you have to be matir in front of him so that he knows. Then the Gemara quotes a din, Amarav Chanim. Amarav. Rav Chanim Amarav said the following. Hashomeya Haskara Sasha, everyone with me? Joe, you're back? Hashomeya Haskara Sashem, Mipi Chavero, Sarach Lindoso, Vimlo Nidu, Hu Atzmo Yiyabinidu. Shakol Makom Shaskara Sashem Mitsuya, Sham Anias Mitsuya. Vanias Kamisa. So the Gemara says, Ahalacha. A person who hears someone be mazkir shem shamayim levatola, right? So the din is, let's say a person b'mezin makes a bracha levatola. Person mamish doesn't care about the Rabbeinu Shalom. He wants to start just spewing brachas. So the halacha is, halacha l'maisa. The halacha is you have to put the person in chayrim. And if you don't put him in chayrim, v'im lo niduhu, hu atzmo yien b'nidur. What does that mean? Hu atzmo yien b'nidur. So the Pashuk Shad in the Gemara, most Rishonim understood, is that hu atzmo rohoi lindoso. The person who didn't respond, Iran Tosos understood that now he himself should be punished and he is fit to be put into Chirim himself. Iran says it has to be like that because it can't be worse than what's the alternative? Hu atzmo yeh benidoi, that he is benidoi me'elov on his own? Can't be, says the Iran. Because he can't be more chomer than the Mazkir Shem Shamayim himself. And if the Mazkir Shem Shamayim himself needs to be placed into Chayrim, needs someone to put a Chayrim on him, so then Avada, the responder, or the lack of responder, you know, the person who didn't respond, he also is not automatically a Nidui. But he himself is roi, is fit to be put in need. That's pshat number one. There are rishonim, and the Lechem Mishnah thinks this is shitas Rambam that did not read the Gemara like that, and concluded no, hu atzmo like it says yeh benidoy, and the rishonim said they should take off, and he's automatically put into nidur. Another option that you could learn the Gemara is in lo nidu, he's me'elov in nidur, the mazkir shem shamayim. And even if he didn't put him into nidur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts him into nidur. So that's three options. So there is a question that the Ran raises on our Gemara. That the Ran asks, the toast from quoting from the Balei HaTosos, what's the chiddush of this Gemara? The Gemara says, the Tosos quotes from the Yerushalmi, the Hikshu B'Tosos, it's in Dibra Maschil, Zayim Beis, Dibra Maschil O Misa in the Ran. The Hikshu B'Tosos. Like seven wide lines down. My area shomer askar Hashem bipi chaver detzarach lindoso on brinam birushalmi dekoshe eno osa kashura tzarach lindoso. Yerushalmi says lamaisa, we don't have this anymore. But when people didn't follow halacha, when they violated the dinim, anything they would violate, they would be put in chayrim. Person's not makfit on halacha, so Chazal would respond to him, and they would put him into chayrim. So what's so mechudosh about this din of a maskir shem shamayim, that you have to be menadin? What was Tosis' answer?
Turns out.
The Tirtu de Enachanami. You're right. It's not a chiddush alts the masker shem shemayim. Alts the avarian, it's not a chiddush. Alamiyo baskaras Hashem belchudu daomer demloni du who atzmo yev benidah v'mei sheba she on shechomer kada kazivna. No, the chiddush here is the listener. The fact that the listener also has to be punished from the fact that he didn't respond. That is the chiddush of our Gemara. So that's the way the Balei HaTosfos answer the kasha of why isn't this just the regular din of a person who doesn't act appropriately gets put into chiyuv. You look in the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam tells us, I'm sorry, Halacha Yud Dalet, the Rambam tells us 24 cases that a person is chayav to be put in nidur. By the way, seems like perhaps the Rambam didn't hold like the Yerushalmi, that not necessarily every osa shelo kishura, person who acted inappropriately, gets chayrim, but there are specific cases that a person gets put into chayrim. And the Rambam goes into lists, and I don't know if it's in all Rambams, but in the Franco Rambam, you have them all enumerated. Hamevazeh sachacha, hamevazeh shliach beis din. So the Rambam starts off. We start from the Gimel. The Harav Shemidu Lechvodu Chayevim Kol Tamidav Lidna Nidoy. Right. So everyone he's saying that everyone has to practice the Nidoy. So now go to Yedal B'Medvar Marmurim. The Mishni Du Mitnei Shebizet Hamachochem. Avol Mishni Du Ashar Dvarim Shchayevim Oler Nidoy. Afilu Nidia Katan Shebi Yisrael Chayev Anasi V'Chol Yisrael Lina Bo Nidoy. Rambam says that when it comes to a mevazeh talmid chacham, the talmid chacham should put him into chayrim. But anything, any other halacha, even a katan of Yisrael could put him into nidoy. Everyone has to respond, and he's put into nidoy until he's chayzer b'tshuva. And then the Rambam enumerates al esrim va'arba dvar menadim es ha'adam beinishu beinishu. On 24 things a person is chayev to sit in chayrim for. The problem is you go through the 24 things, so towards the end the Rambam says in Yud Gimel ha'mazker shem shamayim levatol ha'lishvua b'divrei avoy. Person who's Mazker Shem Shamayim, and the Rambam never says the additional halacha, which is the whole reason Tosfos is telling us, and the Ran is telling us, that our Gemara was highlighting this halacha, which is that the Shomea also is chayav to be put in meat. So the point I'm just extracting from this Rambam, is why does the Rambam leave out the halacha of HaShomea, hu atzmo yiyeh benid? What happened to that halach? So the truth is, the Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos brings this down. The Rambam in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Shavuos in Halacha Tes brings down this halach. Hashomeya haskaras Hashem mipi chaver l'shav o'shnish b'lefan of l'sheker o'shabirach bracha shein etzricha. Person makes a bracha l'vatala or he makes a shvu l'shav over mishum noses shamayin l'shav. You violate the Isser of Noseh Shemim Lamayim Shlashav. By the way, I don't want to get into it right now. According to the Eger that we quoted at the beginning of the Limud, I think that would only be a violation of Losisa Shem Alokach Lashav if you said a Shvua B'Shem or you said a Bracha with Shem Shamayim. The beginning of this Rambam seems to be a little bit mashva against the Eger. Seems to be mashva even if he just blurted Hashem's name without a Bracha or a Shvua. You would violate the lava of Losisa. I don't want, but that's not what we're dealing with right now. This Rambam is a little bit problematic for the Kibager. Moshe Bichana Beilchos Brachos Ariz a Chayv Lindo. So you have to put him in Chayrim. The Imloni do, and if you don't put him in Chayrim, who Atzmo Yia Benidu? He himself has to be put into Nidu. Then the Rambam continues. V'tzarech Lahater Oso Miyah. And that nidoy that the Gemara is telling you when in Dharma, of Zayin Mabez, you have to put him into Chayrim, make sure you're matir it immediately. Why? Why should I be matter it immediately? So that other people, it's not going to be a mikshel for others. Because he doesn't know that you put him into chayr. And if you tell me, what do you mean? I'll let him know. I put him into chayr. What's the problem? No, that's a problem. Because if you're going to actually do it and notify him, so everyone's going to be put in nidoy. Why? Because the Rambam says, Rachman ol tzlan, shari lamdu l'shonam ma'uva v'shvua tamim. Because this is the way people talk. And this is going to put the whole world into chayrim. So therefore, we're going to basically not practice this. And we're not going to keep him in chayrim. We're going to be matir miyad. So I don't understand, Rabbi Rambam. You don't usually have like a shock levitari. If you actually think that the reason is because everyone's going to be in chayrim, so say that from the get-go. Why does the Rambam say, I should put him in chayrim? Oh, and then I have to be matir miyad. Why do I have to be matir miyad? Why don't I just, because then he's going to be makshal on it. What do you mean? Let him know about it. No, I can't let him know about it, because then the whole world is going to be put in chayrim. So if that's your reasoning, so then that should have been your first rationale. That should have been the reason. End of story. That's the reason I have to be matir miyad. Zeu. Don't give me the whole shaklavataria. I can't notify him, because if I notify him, what do you have to give me the whole shaklavataria? It's not my kasha. It's a beautiful diyuk of Rabbi Aryeh Leib Malin. Rabbi Aryeh Leib Malin asked that kasha, and then he asked another kasha. He says, what's the point of putting him in nidui and then being matir miyad? If you looked at the Rambam that we just said before, a person is put into nidui, and he's put into nidui until he does tshuva. What's the purpose over here of doing the nidui and then being matir miyad? The guy could still be an avarion. He probably is still an avarion. What's the purpose of everything that you're doing right here in terms of this halach? Comes along Rabbi Aryeh Leib, and he says the following chiddush. He says, the list in Hilchos Talmud Torah of all the people that are in the list that should get nidui is a chiyuv on the gavra, that if they're menada him, this is something that the status of nidui of chayrim is chal. Because he did something that mitzad the gavra, this is something that now could receive the status of chayrim. But that never, says Rabbi Aryeh Leib, listen carefully, that never creates a chiyuv on Beis Din to be menadeh. On the contrary, the Rambam continues in Hilchos Talmud Torah, if you have a Talmud Chacham that is chayiv nidui, the Rambam tells us that the Beis Din should try and not be koyfeitz and make sure to be very hesitant to put him into nidui and not to jump to put him into nidui. And there is no chiyuv. There is just a list of people that if he's put into nidui, such a status is chal. But there's no chiyuv mitzad Beis Din. There's no chiyuv mitzad acher. However, the chiddush over here comes along Rabbi Aryeh Leib, is that this isn't a response to a chet. This isn't like the way we learned pshat originally, says Rabbi Aryeh Leib in Das Rambam, of the Ran's kasha. What's the difference over here? It's just another person who was at Osa Shalom Keshura. No, says Rabbi Aryeh Leib in Das Rambam over here, there's a chiyuv on the shoymeya to put him into nidoy right away, independent of the avera of that person. My chiyuv, out my response to what happened. Otherwise, I get an avera because of me, because I heard shem shamayim, and that halacha requires me, when there's a chilul shem shamayim, for me to do a response. And if I don't respond, so then I have a shtick hazkara shem shamayim on my hands. It's not like we learned the Gemara originally that what? A person did an aveir over here. And you should punish him. And if you don't punish him, so now we're not responding. No, this actually becomes my aveira of hazkara shem shamayim. Memeo, there's a chi of nidoy, which doesn't exist. A chi of linados, which doesn't exist by any other examples of all the hilchos cheirim. says Rav Ayerle. That is something that is now not relevant to what the Rambam said in Hilchos Tamat Torah. That is not included in that list. Over here, there would be a chiyuv mitzad acherim to be menadeh, which you don't have by the other averos, which is just an avera of the other person that now we have to respond to, or we don't have to respond to. Another din that the Rambam applies over there is that you could also be menadeh him if there was edus was given to you about this chet. This halacha from our Gemara would never exist, says Rabbi Yalev, through the medium of Eidus. You would have to hear it yourself in order for you to have a chelek of the Aveira that now requires you to be Menada and to be B'chayav Lindoso, which is an additional element to this sugya. If that's the case, now you could also understand the Rambam Apella. The Rambam says in the next halacha, look at this Rambam Perek Yud Beis halacha Yud. Bamedvar ma'amurim b'shahaya anishba azeh wa mevarak levatola b'meizim. Avalim hoya shoyig v'lo yada shezeh aser eino chayav lindos. V'ani oimer sh'aser lindos. Lo'ona sh'akosev shoyig. Ela mazhiru ma'aser bo sh'lo yachs. I have a question. Rambam has to tell me that if a person does something b'shoyig that I shouldn't punish them? That I shouldn't give them an einish? What's the Rambam telling us over here? Teretz is, according to this, it makes a lot of sense. No, this is my issue. This is not Beis Din responding, which is never a chiyuv on Beis Din. And adarabba, there is never a need to respond immediately. This is, how do I react to the Chilul Hashem that existed, and now independent of this person, or responding to this person, or punishing this person, I have a requirement of my own to do something. Otherwise, I'm going to have an Aveira. And potentially, maybe I would have had that Chiyuv, even there was Ashkara Shem Shemayim, B'shoyim. Because I now have to deal with my response to Shem Shemayim, Shenizkar, that was mentioned. And I have to respond. Kamash won the Rambam. No. You only have to respond to Askor Shem Shamayim that was done b'mezim. But it's all this new additional chiyuv that is learnt out in Perek Yibbez of Ilchushvus. And then the Rambam continues. Abel Moya Shoyi v'lo yadosh is a osir. Eino chayav lindoso. This chiyuv doesn't exist. Altsmi. And also v'ani oimer sha'osu lindoso. The Rambam saying, and that other din that exists by every other chiyuv nidoy that I spoke about in Hilchos Tamat Torah, that a person has to be punished, that Beis Din has to respond, that there's halacha of Eidim, that also, that other element doesn't exist over here when he's b'shoygeg. Why? Because in Dinei Oinshin, there's no din of Oinish b'shoygeg. I mean, the Rambam tells us two halachos over here. There's no din of the response, the independent halacha that applies to the person who's around, irrespective of this person, he doesn't have to respond when there's askar shem shemayim b'shoygeg. And there's also no din oinesh that exists by every chiyuv nidoy that was enlisted in Hilchos Tamat Torah, because lo yana shakosev shoygeg, that we never find oinshin, and the regular din of cherem also doesn't apply in this halacha. The Rambam is dealing with two different elements, like Rabbi Yehuda is arguing, that exists from our sugya. If that's the case, you go back to the original Rambam, that's the Shakal Atariya. B'tzorech lahatir oso miyad. I have to be matir miyad. K'dei shelo yemichshu l'acherim, shari'inu yodei ashenidu. So for me, for my chiyuv, I take care of my chiyuv. Once I'm matir miyad, the fact that he's not in chayrim anymore doesn't matter. There was a response. I responded. Why do I have to be matir? Oh, because other people, because he's not going to know. So if he's not going to know, so therefore I'm going to be matir miyad. So then the Rambam asks, wait a second. Vim tomar, we still have an element that we really want to continue in his chayrim. Because this person did an avera. An avera that requires nidoy from Hilchos Talmud Torah. He was masker shem shamayim. So why are you going to be matir miyad? That's the Shakla Vitaria. The Rambam needs two different explanations. He's Matar Miyad, and a Matar Miyad, and my Chiyuv of Atzmo, of the Shomea, is gone.
Now, frek the Rama Makashavim Toimar. Bishlam, I understand. Your chiyuv is taken care of. You're not responsible anymore. You reacted appropriately. You don't have the din of Askar Hashem Shamayim out the Shoymeya. But what happened to the regular din Oynish? What happened to the regular din? Why are you now? You should leave this guy in Chayim for an entirely different reason. Because he now deserves a punishment. He's a Masker Shem Shamayim. The Rambam listed this in Hilchos Talmud Torah. On that, the Rambam says, that's why I can't allow this person to be Ba'inish. Because then everyone will be Benidu. But according to this beautiful Pshat of Rabbi Yileid, the Rambam's not tossing up two different reasons. The Rambam's talking about two independent issues. There's a halacha klape the Shemeya that has to be resolved, that is miyat, and that's taken care of, and it's totally done. Then the Rambam held, but what happens to the onish klape the gavra? What happens to the regular din nidor klape the avarion? On that, the Rambam says, no, that's a different reason. That's because the whole world is going to be in chayrem if you leave it like that, and therefore practically we can't just give this onish. But those are two different nekudos. And that's the answers after Rabbi Yileid to the Rambam's kasha. It's not just, oh, here there's an added element in our sugya that not only is there an avera, but a person who hears also is put in nido in order to enforce the avera. No, there's an independent sugya over here of a new type of chayrem, mitzad shomei, of a new type of askar Hashem Shamayim, that if a person sees a chil Hashem, if a person sees someone utter HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in vain, if you're not going to react, then that's you being part of the Aveira. You yourself have an independent chiyuv of nidoy, and the halachas of that nidoy and how you take care of that could be that you could take it away from miyad as long as you respond. It's an unbelievable musar, Abosa. I'm done in halacha. But this sugi is an unbelievable musar, especially if you look in light of this Rabbi Yileid. And if a person allows things to just be, allows for a chil Hashem to occur, and a person doesn't take a stance, and a person doesn't respond, so it's not just shtika kahoda. In certain situations, that's your own aveira. That's a maskir shem shamayim. A person needs to be responding. And even if the response, Rabbi said, listen carefully, the Rambam says, even if the response is not going to have a toelis, you're not punishing the guy. That's not what the Rambam wanted from this Shoymeya. He doesn't want him to be manish. That's the din of Bezdin. That's the din of Eidim. There's a halach over here. If you were around, if you were there, you have to have a knee-jerk reaction. You have to be affected. You can't sit quietly. That's going to affect who you are. That's going to affect your Yerushamayim. That's going to affect your Avodah. I have to do something, even Epis, even if it's not going to make a Roshem. But at least it's on the books that I don't agree with this, that I'm bothered by this, that this affects me, that this is something that I can't just sit by passively, that I have to, just like the doctor takes the hammer when he checks my refluxes of my leg, so too, I have spiritual refluxes. That's something that I can't just allow to happen. Not because Chas V'Shalom they're going to think, oh, Yishtika Koidar, I'm going to look weak. Because that's my Aveira. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name cannot be presented in such a way. And if it is, then the Shemei himself has a shtick Aveira. So you see, number one, the chiyuv of responding, and the chiyuv of sometimes responding, also, even if it's not necessarily going to resolve the issue. The halacha over here is telling us you're not going to resolve the issue. You're going to make sure that you do not partake in that. And even though it doesn't fix all the problems, and it wasn't the best solution, and you're going to be matzah the nito in the yad, but it still rectifies this halacha, and it still permits. And emirtz Hashem, with this we should be zaycha, to be mekadesh shem shamayim, and to allow emirtz Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch, whose name, Chas V'Shalom, not to be said in vain, but it's been nisbarech, and to make kiddushim emirtz Hashem in the future, and we should have an ilui neshama for again. Remind me again.
Avram Yaakov ben Binyamin Yona.
Avram Yaakov ben Binyamin Yona, the neshama shavin aliyah.
Thank you. I certainly enjoyed very much. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
It's allowing me to join.
My pleasure.
That's it.
Sure.